As Gulf Coast residents fled the path of Hurricane Gustav, the storm has changed plans for the Republican National Convention in Minnesota. It also changed the plans of Bishop Oliver Coleman. He is a delegate from New Orleans and was supposed to attend the convention, but decided to stay close to the Gulf Coast. He joins us now from Jackson, Mississippi. Welcome to News and Notes.
Hey, thank you. Just glad that I would be here with you today. I would have been happy to be in Minneapolis, but due to the fact that we had an emergency with the hurricane, we had to stay to assist with other duties here. But many of my other colleagues did go to Minneapolis.
Was it a hard decision for you to decide whether to go or whether to stay?
Well, I waited to the last moment before I contacted the delegation chair to say that I wouldn't be making it, and they asked me at that point, was I clear? And I was pretty clear on it when I made the decision not to go.
How important is it for you, Bishop, that your party be seen as involved in the relief process, and what's your reaction to the alteration of the convention schedule as a result of the hurricane?
Well, I think that it shows that the Republican Party is a caring party, and that they will put people first, as the nominee says many times, as I've talked to him many times, and he said he wanted to put people first. So this certainly would show that when it comes to Senator McCain, that he would be caring about the people, because in New Orleans, on a previous visit, he said never again would the response be like Katrina. So he had to make a decision, and I'm pretty happy with that decision.
How concerned are you, if at all, about the fact that the changes will now mean that the president, the head of the party, George Bush, will not be attending the convention, be giving an address as he was scheduled to tonight, nor will Dick Cheney?
Well, I'm, you know, I was kind of halted between two opinions about that, whether the president would be there. I don't think that that would change very much. Of course, if you notice, the president have not been very, very involved in the campaign of Senator McCain so far as public appearances. So and of course, that cemented my decision not to go, because when the president nor the vice president was going to go, you know, and I feel that I have an obligation to the citizens that I serve as a committee person to be back home. The whole team didn't need to go.
Had the president and vice president gone, are you saying you would have gone then in that instance?
It would have been. In other words, the decision for me would have probably been harder for me to make the decision, but it was easy knowing that President Bush wasn't going to go.
How many other evacuees are there in the Jackson area where you are, and what's been there? What's the sense that you have from them about having to get out of New Orleans again, almost 3 years to the day?
Well, everybody was here is seemed to be upbeat. Of course, everybody was there watching. Matter of fact, there's a group of people down in the lobby watching the constant news media, but everybody seemed to be happy. They was a little disturbed that we would have had to stay. We might have to stay as long as we have, but the people are pretty upbeat, and we have approximately, I'd say, 200 or so people in this hotel that is from the region, from Orleans Parish, from Algiers, Louisiana, from LaPlace, St. John Parish, various parishes in Louisiana. So they're here. And everybody seemed to be upbeat.
Do you think you will have the opportunity, if weather permitting, actually, to still make it to Minneapolis?
Well, you know, I have my options open for that, but I don't think that I will be going. But between now and the closing of the convention, I still have my options open to do that, but I doubt seriously if it will. I'll be speaking to other members of the delegation, but even some of the people that was there came back. So,
Here's my final question. We have less than a minute for you to give us a brief answer, and it's this. You were obviously a Republican before the selection of Sarah Palin as the vice presidential nominee. How do you feel about your party with her in the number two spot on the ticket?
Well, I personally didn't feel that that was probably the best pick, but I don't really know exactly why Senator McCain picked her. But she wouldn't have been she wasn't on the radar for mine. So I really thought that the governor of Minnesota would have gotten that call. Well, I knew that our governor in Louisiana, there was much talk in Colton of Bobby Jindal, but it wouldn't have been the right timing for him to go in. I'm sure that he said no.
Bishop Coleman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
And keep doing what you guys do, and we appreciate you very much, okay?
Thank you, sir. That was New Orleans resident Bishop Oliver Coleman speaking to us from Jackson, Mississippi.